We're back on Fred Nats on Deck, getting set for Game 5 of the series between the Delmarva Shorebirds and the Fredericksburg Nationals. Joined by Chris O'Neill, first-year manager of the Fred Nats. 50-game mark today. Still got quite a long way to go in this season, but, of course, it's important to celebrate some small victories. So for you guys to tie the first-half wins record for the franchise yesterday, you'll try to break it outright today. Just curious your reaction to that.
It's cool. I think it's a testament to a lot of different things, but I think when you put it in terms of what's in the clubhouse, I think it's a huge testament to those guys. Further from that, I think it's a huge testament to the staff. With the work that they're doing with the players every single day, how much the players are bought into what the staff has for them on a daily basis, and then taking it out even further, just what the Washington Nationals are doing. And so I think there's a huge representation of so many positive things that have occurred since spring training, and being able to celebrate something like that is a result of all of that work.
You've had the chance to have coaches from other levels filtering in and out. You're with those guys a lot during spring training, like you mentioned, and just from an organizational standpoint, probably gotten a little bit of a chance to see what those other teams are doing right now, right? But just how cool has it been to kind of see really everybody in the organization from AAA on down is winning right now?
It is so cool. Like, that's one of the first things that I love looking at after our games is, how much success everybody else is having. And I think, again, it's just such a representation of the great people that are in the organization, the commitment, the hard work, all of those different things that are, being now shown out on the field. We talked early on about how much energy there was in spring training and such a positive mindset going into the year. And to now see all of that labor come out and the results that we're getting, it's just something to be really proud of. So I'm excited about it.
Talking about some of that hard work, guy on the pitching side, Yoan Ohtañez, guy on the hitting side, Gavin Fien, a couple guys that spent about a month on the injured list that it feels like are really starting to turn a corner post-rehab. What have you seen from each of those guys, and how gratifying is it for you to see those guys come off injury so well?
I think you talk about perspective. Johan's first two outings after being injured, they, from a result standpoint, might not have been as positive as he wanted them to be. But that's not the point there. The point is, man, you're back, you're healthy, we get the opportunity to enjoy watching you compete. And so having that type of perspective in terms of those two guys with their injuries, I think, is the most important point. And then you see that, and Johan throws and does an unbelievable job the other day. And then with Gavin, it's the same thing. You're just wanting to get the opportunity to see those guys compete and enjoy watching those guys get back out there. So I'm just so proud of the progress that they made with their rehab process, getting back here, getting back on the field, and then now really just taking and running with it. So it's been pretty cool. But I go immediately to perspective on that. It is all about, getting back healthy and just really enjoy watching those guys compete.
Couldn't not ask you about what happened a couple of days ago, right? You're in the ninth inning, and things are getting a little scary on you, and out of all people to bring in, it's a position player that gets things done. Listen, that's life in the minor leagues. It happens. You run out of pitching, and you got to do what you got to do. But I'm just curious, what were the conversations like in the dugout amongst the coaching staff leading up to that, and what was it like seeing Jack finish the job?
I just had a lot of side eyes in the dugout. Could see them, could feel them, because I think everybody's kind of curious as to what's going on. But, we go into the ninth, we're tied. I know how many pitches we have left. Jack was trying to execute a perfect sit on his off day. We had a little, a little wager going there. And so I go up to him, I said, hey, you win, I'll get you ice cream, but I need you to go down to the bullpen. And he thought I was joking. I said, no, I really need you to go down there. So he heads down, we score, and I'm like, okay, I'm excited, I'm happy for the guys, and trying to really figure out, what's going to happen next. We score some more, I'm getting even more excited, and then I think we scored one more time after that. Go back in, all the confidence in the world in Jared Beck to go do the job, and he gave us everything he had, gave us more than we could have asked for him, but all the confidence in the world and every single guy to be asked to do something that might not be ordinary for them. And we certainly asked that of Jack. And it was a cool moment for the team, because one thing that this group has made important is being able to have the opportunity to win. And They don't take away from their development in that, but it's been a lot of fun to see these guys compete because competitiveness is such a huge aspect of the organization. So in that moment, it was pretty cool to see a high level of compete come out from somebody that competitiveness takes his game to another level. So it was a fun moment for sure.
Awesome. Last thing for you. Not in the college business anymore, but you were in it for a long time. So I'm curious, with the tournament starting up yesterday, I don't know how tacked in you've been with college baseball this year. Do you have a national title pick?
National title pick? I probably don't have that. Would love it to be Oklahoma for Eli Willits and his dad and brother. But I have followed along with VCU quite a bit, you know, having been from the program, still close to those guys, and seeing them win an A-10 championship was something I was really proud of. Didn't get a chance to follow along too well with the game yesterday. They're playing right now against Tennessee, but just excited about, you know, the progress that they've made after, you know, our season last year, and just really proud of those guys.
Chris, thanks.
Yeah, thanks, Luke.